summer for 45 minutes. I'm freezing.
He's got to leave sometime. We just want to see him.
You just saw him in the play.
From the third row balcony. We want to see him up close.
Why? What is he but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage?
He is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in makeup.
From the third row balcony, for all we know, he's that pudgy bald guy who left 20 minutes ago.
No, he's got light brown hair with blonde streaks.
Yeah, and his eyes are bluer than Paul Newman's.
Okay, so he's a blue-eyed, brown-haired, pudgy guy. I'm still freezing.
Pudgy, are you kidding?
Remember when we saw him in that movie where he went swimming in the waterfall?
Oh, yeah.
I heard they sold more posters of that than anything else.
You don't think he could have left by another door or something, do you?
I never thought of that. Maybe Mom's right. Maybe we should go.
Hey! We've waited this long. What's a few more minutes? Roll it over.
Why?
These are meatballs, not baseballs. Now, look at the way mine are. They're all the same shape, all the same size, all in a line.
All just obeying orders.
What's that mean?
Ellie, you're a food fascist.
Aha! You forget. These are Swedish meatballs. They're neutral.
Make room for an anarchist.
Gotcha! You did not! Did you?
Speaking of meatballs...
All right, enough! Truce!
Truce?
Truce. Starting now! Get your land!
Come on, you guys, enough already!
You wanted anarchy.
I gotcha!
Welcome to the DMZ! How was the gym?
Great, I pressed 25 and curled 10.
Remember when pressing and curling meant you were getting ready for a date?
Still does. Did anything come in the mail for me?
Nothing from Columbia, I checked.
Don't worry, kiddo, I'm sure you'll both be accepted. Imagine our girl's going to college.
Yeah, my little girl just pressed 25 pounds.
Think you're strong enough to pry Jenny off the phone so we can have dinner?
I'll try.
Ma, is it okay if Eugene eats over?
Sweetie, Eugene's already eaten at our house twice this week. Don't you think his mother might miss him a little?
She already said it was okay.
Great.
Got you!
You think Eugene's mother would mind if I had dinner over at their house?
Would android breath and ruler of the galaxy set the table, please?
I can't. I'm dead.
Dead men don't eat.
I think I'm napping.
Jason, it's just a pile of bricks covered with ivy. Who cares if you didn't get in?
Yale? Jason didn't get into Yale?
It's Emma. She just got in. Calm down. She didn't even apply to Yale. I mean, she just got home. Will you stop? Jason, lots of people lead perfectly happy lives when they didn't even get into Yale. Doing what?
Well, operating heavy machinery?
Right. Or donating blood. Hey, if you can draw Dinky, you can become a commercial artist. Dinky. You know the little muskrat on the back of match covers? Okay. All right, bye.
He wasn't amused.
Don't worry, he'll get over it. There are worse things than not getting into the college you wanted.
You know, you're right. I'm not gonna learn this.
How well can you draw Dinky?
Jenny, Emma, dinner!
Coming!
Just think, right now the dean of admissions at Columbia is deciding our fate.
Columbia or UCLA.
You're not really serious about UCLA, are you?
I don't know. They have a beautiful campus, all the classes I want, and I could live with my dad.
When are you gonna tell your mom you applied?
Sometime.
Emma.
I'll tell her, Jenny.
When?
If I get accepted. And if I decide to go. Hello? Oh, hi, Jace.
Tell him I'll call him back.
She can't talk to you right now, but she'll call you back later. Okay. Bye.
Guys! Coming!
I just have to figure out a way to tell her so she won't get all freaked out and think I'm choosing Dad over her.
Are you?
No, I just thought it'd be exciting to live someplace new on my own.
Betcha that's Jason.
Hello? Yes, of course I still respect you. Jason!
He thinks I'm not talking to him because he didn't get into Yale.
Boy, he's really taking this hard.
Tell me about it.
I respect you. I love you. I'm crazy about you. Oh, hi, Mom.
You're welcome. Okay.
Are you going to finish those carrots?
Yes, he is.
Here, Eugene.
You can have mine.
Thanks. Aren't you hungry, Jen?
I'm worried about Jason.
Oh, that poor kid. I know how much he was counting on getting into Yale.
Yeah, I was counting on it, too.
Why?
So I could tell people that my daughter's boyfriend went to Yale.
What's the matter with your daughter's boyfriend going to Columbia or NYU with your daughter?
You're right. I'm a snob, so drown me in hasty pudding.
It doesn't matter where you go to school.
You really feel that way?
Sure, school is what you put into it.
First, you have to get into it.
I'm sure you are both going to be accepted at Columbia and NYU.
Which one will you choose?
I'm not really sure.
Are you going to finish that meatball?
I was.
All of it?
Enjoy. Thanks. I think I'd choose Columbia.
But then if you had to stay late at school one night, you'd have to take the subway home at night. Unless I gave you cab fare, and then you could get a senior to wait with you while you hailed a cab and check to make sure that the man who was driving the cab matched the picture on the license. And then...
Mom, before you call the police, you know, I could always live at the dorm.
Right. Wrong. I couldn't keep my eye on you.
Right.
Wrong. NYU is a great school, and it's in the neighborhood.
Kate, talk to her.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Kate.
NYU is a great school.
You too.
Hey, let's not fight about anything till we know what we're fighting about. Which school would you choose, Emma?
I don't know. I'm gonna call Jason.
Jason can hold. Why don't you reach out and touch some dishes first?
What? No dessert?
Eugene, don't you think you should call your mother and tell her you're okay and on your way home?
It's cool. I told her I'd be spending the night.
Jason, we've seen that movie 4 times. I hate it more each time.
They're here!
What's here?
They're here.
Oh, my God, Columbia. I'll call you back. Did Emma's come, too?
The postman rang twice. One of them is from UCLA.
Oh, well, she applied all over just for fun.
You gonna open it, or are you going to torture me with it?
I can't. Here, you open it.
But it's your letter.
I'm too nervous.
We'll both open it.
Okay. Dear Ms. Lowell, we are delighted...
We got in!
How do you know? I haven't even finished reading the letter.
They're never delighted to reject you. I'm so happy.
So am I. I can't believe it. What about Emma?
Emma, you know, if we steamed it open, we could glue it back.
No, Mom, that's illegal. We'll hold it up to the light.
Right.
Can you make it out?
Yeah, hold it closer.
What are you doing?
Your letters came from Columbia.
I got in.
Great.
But why didn't you just open it? Oh, I did. This is yours.
Oh. I'm nervous.
So are we.
I got in! Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
I'm so proud of you two. Wait until I tell Kate we're going to be dorm mothers.
Okay, Al?
Okay.
I'm so happy. I have to call Jason back.
Oh, I've got to call your father. He's going to be thrilled.
Oh, this one came from UCLA.
Oh, God. Please let it say yes. Please, please, please let it say yes. Yes, it says yes. I actually got accepted.
Are you going?
I don't know. I never really considered it because I never thought I'd get in, but I did.
Oh, listen, let me call my dad before you call Jason.
Okay, I'll talk to my dad downstairs.
Okay, thanks, Jen, and congratulations.
Yeah, you too.
Have him call his daughter when he gets back. Thanks. Your dad's out. I left a message on his service. Oh, wait until he hears you're a co-ed.
It's not until September.
Oh, the time will go by so quickly you won't believe it. It seems like only yesterday I was in college.
Mom, it was yesterday.
No, I mean the first time in Connecticut with Kate. And now it's you and Emma. Who would have thought?
Hi. How does my hair look? Milton wanted to put in a couple of magenta stripes, but I thought I'd end up looking too much like a Trans Am.
Yes? What?
You said you'd let Emma tell her.
Tell me what?
I'm not going to tell her about Emma. I'm going to tell her about you.
Jenny got accepted to Columbia.
That means Emma got in, too? Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I bet you're thrilled. Is Emma upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call you back when I find out. Thanks, Dad. Bye-bye.
Allie did not tell me that you got into Columbia, so hurry up and tell me so I can congratulate you.
I got accepted!
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
At Columbia.
Columbia, the gem of the ocean.
And UCLA.
UCLA, the... UCLA?
Yeah, I never told you I applied because I didn't think I'd get in, but I did. Isn't that great?
UCLA, the one in California?
Yeah. But if I live with Dad, I won't have to pay out-of-state tuition.
Out-of-state tuition? You mean you're really thinking about going there?
You don't want me to. I knew it.
No, honey, it's not that. It's just that I'm kind of surprised you never mentioned it.
Well, it's not that I'd rather live with Dad. I just thought it'd be nice to try something new, maybe. But maybe not. Possibly, but not definitely.
Well, hey, you don't have to make up your mind right away. I mean, it's your education. If you want to go to California and live with your dad, then that's okay with me. It's your decision.
Really?
Really.
Oh, thank you so much, Mom. Dad thinks it's a good idea if I come out and visit him and look at the campus before I make up my mind. Is that all right, too?
Your dad already knows about this?
Yeah, I just talked to him. Is it all right?
I guess so. When?
I said I'd talk to you and call him back.
Oh, well, give him my best.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You're great.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, Dad. Guess what? I got into Columbia. Yeah.
Did she tell you?
Yeah, she told me.
How do you feel? Isn't it terrific?
I feel nauseous.
What's wrong?
Come on, I have to do some college laundry.
But they're not leaving for months. Eugene, what are you doing down here?
Fixing my bike.
Where's Chip?
At basketball practice.
Well, would you mind waiting upstairs in his room? Kate and I have some laundry to do.
Whites or colors?
Whites!
Do you mind? Thanks. I'll go put in my chips.
Yeah. What?
Emma wants to go to UCLA and they have accepted her.
I know. Jenny told me she applied all over for fun.
This is not for fun, Allie. This is for real. You should see how excited she is. She's up there right now on the phone with Max planning a trip to see the campus. What am I going to do?
Well, calm down. Maybe she'll go out there and live with Max and decide she doesn't like it.
Right. Which part is she going to hate? The sun, the beach, or being close to her father?
There is just so much time you can spend in the sun. New York is way ahead of L.A.
New York is 3 hours ahead of L.A. What have we got that they don't?
Well, culture, charm, an ozone layer for starters. L.A. is just smog and swimming pools.
What if she decides she likes brown skies and blue water better than blue skies and brown water?
I know. I'm nervous about the idea of Jenny going to 116th Street.
Yeah, well, at least if Jenny goes away, you've still got Chip. If Emma goes away, I'm alone.
You can always adopt Eugene.
It's too soon for her to be on her own. Oh, look at this shirt. She's still a kid.
That's Eugene's, but I get the point.
No, Allie, I don't mind her growing up. I just want her to do it here. I need more time with her.
Sorry, only 18 years to a customer.
She could become a whole new person in California. I won't even know her. She'll be one of those girls who's having fun until her daddy takes her T-bird away.
Why don't you tell her you thought it over and you decided it's not a good idea for her to go?
No, forcing her to stay here rather than be with Max is just going to make it worse.
Well, I think you should tell her how you really feel.
You mean guilt trip her?
What her mother's for.
Mom, Dad wants to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Coming?
In a minute.
You know, if she goes to UCLA, and that's a big if, you still have us.
Thanks, Bill. After the wedding, Allie, Chip, and Jenny moved into Allie's husband's Park Avenue apartment. So, I don't see much of them anymore.
Hi. What you doing?
Writing my daily letter to Emma in California.
Good. Say hi for me, okay?
Okay. Wait a minute, Eugene, are you going out? I thought maybe you and I could have lunch today.
Sorry, Kate. Gotta work on my bike. See ya.
Bye. Until tomorrow, love, Mom. Hi, can I help you?
Like, hi, Mom, it's me.
Emma?
God, like, don't you even recognize your own daughter?
It's just that you're so
blonde.
Well, for sure. The sun does that. Oh, Mom, this is my friend Woody. Woody, this is my mom. Mom, Woody, Woody, Mom. Okay, okay.
Nice to know you, Woody.
Awesome. Mind if I wax my board?
No, go right ahead.
Your mom's tubular.
Like, I'm sure I don't know that, okay? Isn't he a total fox?
Can I get you anything?
Like, do you have any sprouts?
Well, I'll see. So how's school?
Oh, it's totally rad. I was flunking volleyball, so I dropped the course, but, like, studying at the beach is so cool. Only I got suntan lotion on my cosmic lit paper, and it's really grody.
No sprouts.
Bummer. So, like, where's Jenny?
Allie and the kids moved uptown.
Bummer, bummer.
Eugene is still here.
Eugene? Gag me, okay? So, Woody and I are going to go visit Jenny now because, like, she's my best friend. But we'll stop at a mall and call you before we head back to the coast.
You sure you can't hang around for a while?
No way. I've got finals, I'm sure. I'll send you a postcard, though, okay? Okay.
Later.
Wait a minute. I want the old Emma back. The brunette that spoke English. Come back here. I don't want her to go.
Okay, so I'll see you next week. Yeah, Mom sends her love. Me too. Bye-bye. I'm going to California next week.
It's excellent.
Oh, I'm so excited. The campus is so beautiful.
It's great.
And it's only 10 minutes away from the beach.
And only 3,000 miles away from New York.
What?
Forget it. I'm really happy for you.
Hi. Am I interrupting anything?
No, just talking about college.
Are you thinking of going to UCLA too?
Are you kidding? I'm nervous enough about going to Columbia, especially if Emma's not going to be there.
Dad wants me to come out next week.
Terrific.
He thinks I'll really love it.
Oh, of course you will. What's not to love? They have everything there. Of course, you can't get anywhere unless you drive, but you'll learn, right?
Right.
Of course, you won't have a car.
Oh, right.
But you'll probably meet new friends and they'll have cars.
Right.
Or you'll meet a hunky guy with a convertible.
Oh, I bet the guys out there are gorgeous.
Oh, you bet. Of course, so are the girls. I mean, they're all like movie stars, blonde, tan, from hanging around on the beach all day.
Suddenly, I feel like a pale brunette.
Oh, that's right, you sunburn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's lots of other things to do out there. There's going to be tons of parties and football games. Of course, you'll have to go alone at first. I was lucky. I had my best friend, Allie.
Well, at least I'll have my dad.
Oh, right, of course, you'll have your dad. Unless he's doing a movie or if he gets a play out of town, but then that's only for a couple of months. Hey, you know that if you ever need anything, I am just a phone call away.
Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Right, and you'll be coming home every Christmas?
Only at Christmas?
Well, airfares are going up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you get lonely out there, you can always transfer in a year or two. I mean, it's your decision.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess you guys are really busy. I'll leave you alone for a while.
Jen, can I see your Columbia catalog? It's just that California is a long way away from home, and all my friends are in New York. So maybe I better just stay here and go to school. You understand, don't you? Thanks, Dad. Yeah, I love you too. Bye-bye.
You decided not to go to UCLA?
Yeah. College is a big enough change. I don't think I can handle a change in lifestyle as well.
That's great! Then you and Jenny can go to school here.
I think you made the right decision.
Yeah, I guess so.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom! I'm home! Just kidding!
You eat dinner at your house tonight.
Double or nothing, or I come back for dessert.
Okay. If I win, Chip eats at your house, too.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, great news! Emma decided not to go to UCLA.
Really? Why not?
Changed her mind. Too far away. I just heard her talking to Max. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's great. Maybe. No.
Boy, your moods are hard to predict.
Allie, I think I did a bad thing.
What?
When I went upstairs last night to talk to Emma, I deliberately tried to undermine her self-confidence. I think it worked.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I became every neurotic, manipulating mother in the world. I panicked. I made Joan Crawford look good.
Okay.
What's going to make you feel worse? Emma going away to school or the book she's going to write about you when you're dead?
I would like to march up there right now and tell her there is nothing in this world that she can't handle and that everything that I told her was out of selfishness for my own happiness.
Why don't you?
I don't think I could face her after what I did.
So why don't you call her?
Huh?
Then you don't have to look at her face.
He's right.
He is?
I am.
Oh, it's probably busy.
Why don't you try dialing all the numbers?
Hello?
Hi, Emma. It's me.
I'm downstairs.
Downstairs?
Listen, honey. Everything that I told you last night was a lie. There's nothing in the whole world that you can't do, including having a glorious time at UCLA.
I tried to scare you because, frankly, I'm scared.
I'm afraid I'll just go crazy if you go that far away. But you know something? I'm supposed to get crazy if you go far away, and you're supposed to want to go. I'm really proud that you have the courage to go 3,000 miles away to college. Listen, if you want to stay, great. But if you want to go, that's great too, because you're great no matter what you decide. So listen, why don't you go visit your dad like you planned, and then you can make up your mind. So do you forgive me? Emma? Em?
I forgive you.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Eugene saved the day. He's eating dinner with us all week.
Well, Emma's on her way to California.
What advice did you give her?
I told her not to lose her sunscreen, shave her head, or take cookies or incense from strangers at the airport.
Good.
And I told her that if Max offers to pay for anything, let him.
Even better.
Then she ran off to see if she could grab a window seat, and I ran to the ladies' room and threw up.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's not every day that you let your kid go off into the real world all by herself.
She's only going for 3 days.
This time.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.